Missionary Sam Childers, baseball manager Billy Bean, and food writer Nigel Slater, they're all guys you could have a cup of coffee with if you were in the right place at the right time. They're also guys who are being impersonated by actors this week in new movies, which gives our film critic Bob Mondello a biopic triple feature to review.
One film is affecting, one is effective, and one's a little affected. Start with the affecting one, Machine Gun Preacher, the story of how Sam Childers, a drug-dealing biker gang thug, got religion and ended up doing charity work in war-torn Sudan. Charity work involving children, once a soldier shows him a stream of what he calls night commuters flowing into towns to sleep on the street.
Their parents send them out because it's safer to sleep here than in their own homes.
Why?
Because death comes at night in the villages. These are the lucky ones so far. The ones the rebels haven't found yet.
Does this sound like a standard heartstring tugger? Well, it would probably get pretty thick if someone besides Mark Forster were directing. Forster is the guy who made Monster's Ball, Stranger Than Fiction, and the most recent James Bond flick. Sentimental isn't really his thing.
Get a little book there and do whatever it is you gotta do,
Sam,
to get me that long.
Calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down!
Like its angry, abrasive leading man, Machine Gun Preacher is too tough to beg for tears, which may be why they flow so easily in the Cineplex. The folks behind Moneyball have no objection to tears if they're of the, oh my God, we're winning variety.
What is happening in Oakland?
It defies everything we know about baseball.
In telling the story of the 2002 Oakland A's and Billy Bean's struggle to pull them out of the cellar without a big recruiting budget, the film employs screenwriters who've penned everything from Schindler's List to Social Network. No surprise, then, that its approach is more writerly, spare, and efficient. Take this exchange between Brad Pitt and statistics-loving player evaluator Jonah Hill, who comes to his first day on the job with a thick stack of computer printouts.
I asked you to do three. How many did you do?
47.
Okay.
Actually, 51. I don't know why I lied just then.
Do you hear how much character information just got squeezed into 24 words? Tobacco-chewing Pitt, laid back and kind of jokey. Nervous Hill, so eager to please. It's the relationship between these two guys, not what they make happen in the infield, that drives Moneyball.
Hi, Mr. Schott. It's Peter Brand. I apologize for putting you on hold earlier. Billy asked me to call you back. He's on another line.
Don't we want $225,000 for Rincon?
Billy says he needs $225,000 for Ricardo Rincon. Please. Yes, I added the please at the end.
You needn't know much about America's pastime to understand the inside baseball chatter. Moneyball isn't as emotionally affecting as some biographical tales, possibly because its Billy Bean is kind of distant, hard to get to know. But in terms of laying out what the man did and what he meant to the game, it's both entertaining and effective. Which brings us to Toast, a film aclef about a budding chef, Nigel Slater, who grew up in a home where cooking wasn't mom's strong suit. Still, a foodie finds comfort where he can.
No matter how bad things get, it's impossible not to love someone who made you toast. Once you've been through that crusty surface to the soft dough underneath and tasted the warm, salty butter, you're lost forever.
Hear that crunch? The food in Toast is downright tactile, from the gloppy canned stuff that Mom cooks to the mouth-watering pies prepared by a cleaning lady who more or less moves in after Mom dies, much to Nigel's annoyance.
You're wasting your time. I mean, you're far too common. And anyway, you're married.
All I'm doing is darning his socks.
Cleaning lady Mrs. Potter is played with delicious crassness by Helena Bonham Carter, and as Nigel grows older, life in the house they share becomes a bake-off for Dad's affections.
That's the best lemon meringue you've ever tasted. That's the best lemon meringue anybody's ever tasted. If I was you, son, I'd give up. You'll never even be in the vicinity.
What did you put in there to make it so fluffy?
Toast is a fictionalized version of what was apparently a score-settling memoir by Slater, and judging from the way it dishes about his dad and Mrs. Potter, he's still feeling bruised. All three films got input from the men they're based on, but Toast is the only one that leaves a bitter aftertaste, as if the filmmakers forgot that even the most savory dish, on table or on screen, can use a little sugar. I'm Bob Mondello.